Welcome to episode 4 of the Eagle's Nest Radio Series. How's it going? I'm Steven. And joining me for episode 4 of the Eagle's Nest Radio Series is Scotty O, morning show host at 101.5 The Hawk in Port Hawkesbury. Scotty, how's it going?
Not bad, Steve. It's nice to be on the other side of the mic, though, this time, to be interviewed as opposed to being the interviewer. So I'm excited about great questions from you, Steven.
That's awesome. So let's get right into the swing of things here. So how long have you worked in radio?
I've been in radio for 24 years, if you count college as well. I started college in 98. Actually, that's only 23 years then, right? I started college in 97 and then graduated in 99. I went to Seneca College in Toronto. That's where I grew up, in Toronto. And then I graduated in June. I moved to Charlottetown, PEI, where my mother's family is from. I ended up going there on vacation and met the PD at the time at Magic 93, which the station doesn't exist anymore. But I met him, and he said, you start today. And I was like, what? Said, you start today. I said, no. He said, yes. I said, no, I'm on vacation. He goes, no, you sent me your tape a month ago. You start today. I've been waiting for you to call being here on vacation. So I started that day. I ended up doing a voice track show on 720 CHTN at the time, and which is now Ocean 100. And it was great. I worked for a full week while I was on vacation, and then he told me, you've got a month to go back to Toronto, clean up your life, and move here. I ended up moving to PEI. I lived with my aunt and uncle for a year and a half, which was really awesome, and then moved out on my own. Then things for me were sort of done in Charlottetown, and there was an opportunity to come to Port Hawkesbury. It was full-time, with benefits, and I jumped at the chance. I came to Cape Breton and had an interview, and by the time I got back off the boat to go back to PEI after the in-person interview, because there was no such thing as Zoom or video calls then, I got a phone call and said, we'd like to offer you the job. And I took it, and 2 weeks later, I was in Port Hawkesbury, and I've been here for... 20 and a half years, I guess, at the Hawk.
That's awesome. So, Scotty, tell us about your current role as morning show host at 101.5 The Hawk.
Okay, well, I took over the morning show 14 years ago. It was St. Patrick's Day, which will always be forever in my head that was the day that I started the morning show at The Hawk. I do a show from 6 to 10. At 9 o'clock, we do the 90s at 9. So we do an hour of 90s music. And I'm 43 years old, so 90s is my jam, right? Mm-hmm. So it's my high school music. And that's what a lot of people gravitate to when it comes to music of their childhood. You know, I know you're in high school right now, Steven. You know, the music that's on the radio right now, a lot of Justin Bieber will be your high school music, you know, and 10, 20 years from now, you'll be playing a retro show and all the Justin Biebers.
Yes, that's for sure. Although I will tell you, I am a big 80s fan. Just going to throw that out
there. Really?
Yes, a big 80s fan.
Nice. Well, we do a noontime 80s show at The Hawk. So you would love our noontime show. So you can tune in online at www.1015thehawk.com. Cheap plug.
Yes, I've had the opportunity to check out that 80s show on The Hawk a few times. So, Scotty, when did you decide that radio would be a good choice for you?
Oh, that's a long story. I'll try to give it to you short. When I was a kid, I went to a Catholic school in Ontario. And, you know, when you're in school, you go to church at a Catholic school. And I was a reader and a talker. All the time. I got in trouble for talking all through elementary school, all through high school. It was one of those things that you talk, and, you know, ended up in the hallway a lot as a kid. And then you'd hear those teacher shoes of the principal walking down the hallway and, hey, Scott, you again? Yep, me. And Mrs. Hannah would take me to the office, you know. So I used to get in trouble a lot for talking, and now I get paid for it. So I was in church one morning, and I was doing a reading, and my uncle said to me, you know, you read very well. You know, maybe you might want to think about a career in broadcasting. And I was probably in grade 10 or grade 11, like where you are now. And I thought, okay. And I talked to my guidance counselor at my school, and they said, yeah, there's a, you know, a radio, television, communication arts program you can take, and you could actually potentially become a broadcaster, and you're really good at talking, so it sort of makes sense, right? So it's almost like it found me more so than I found it. And then, well, 24 years later, I'm still behind a microphone. So I think it's been good for me.
Right on. So, Scotty, during your time in radio, what was your favorite promotion?
Favorite promotion? Oh, I'd probably say it wasn't my favorite one, but the one that probably did one of the most and one of the most memorable ones was a polar bear dip. We did a polar bear dip with the local high school here in Port Hawkesbury. And the morning show ended up being challenged to do this polar bear dip for 6 years in a row, which I'm not a fan of. I think polar bear dips are dumb. The chances of hypothermia or whatever, but it raised a lot of money, and it raised a lot of money. It was a lot of good, a lot of talk around the community doing this polar bear dip. But on the sixth one, I used to have a co-host named Greg. It was Scotty and Greg doing the morning show. And we went and got wetsuits for the polar bear dip and basically pulled a troll on everybody because we were all dressed up and had the wetsuits underneath. And then when it was time for us to jump in the water, we stripped off the jackets and the snow pants and had long johns, well, not long johns, but a full wetsuit on, and jumped in and jumped out with no issues whatsoever. Wetsuits are amazing. If you ever have the opportunity to wear a wetsuit in the frigid, cold Atlantic Ocean, do it. But that would probably be one of the most memorable ones. We also did a promotion one time. I forget what it was even for, but we did like a ball drop off the top of the radio station. So we crawled up on the roof and did a ball drop with numbered balls to a crowd of people. And then somebody had to find the right particular ball to win tickets, I think, for something. But I forget what it even was. Just the idea of being on top of the radio station and dropping like foam balls off the side. For people to grab, I thought was amazing. That was a lot of fun too.
Right on. So Scotty, what was your favorite interview? You know, an artist, someone from the community, you know, something along those lines.
For me, it was probably Stephen Page. I got a chance to talk to Stephen Page a couple of years ago. He was doing a show in Port Hawkesbury, and if somebody's coming through, there's always the opportunity to talk to them on the radio. And for me, Stephen Page was the Bare Naked Ladies. For me, Stephen Page was the guy from Scarborough, Ontario, which is where I grew up. So it was like talking to somebody that I grew up never met, right? Mm-hmm. So it was probably Stephen Page is one of the biggest ones that I remember having a great interview with.
Right on. And what was your most memorable moment on the air?
Oh, Steve, that's a hard question. There's a lot of great moments that just happen. There's a lot of great moments that are just spontaneous. The best things that can happen are always spontaneous. I had a program director one time who told me that I was the king of unstructured fun, and which was great to hear, but at the same time, it can be a hindrance. Because when something goes off the rails and it seems like radio gold, it's not always prepped. You're not always ready to go with exactly what you're going to say, like beat, 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 and then get out sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to like one of my memorable things on the air, I don't know. So many things have happened over 24 years behind a microphone. You know, and we do contests every day with with regular people, with just people. And some of those conversations go great. So I don't really know one. I can tell you two April Fool's jokes that we had planned out. They were probably some of the best memorable ones. There was a number of years ago, I think it was 11 years ago or something, where my co-host at the time, Greg, was fired on the air. And but we set it all up. He wasn't really fired. We set it all up so that it sounded like he was being fired and the microphone was left on. There was commercials running in the background, but they weren't really commercials. They were just promos. But his voice and our GM's voice was loud enough at the time to make it bleed through. We got a lot of people with that when it comes to April Fool's Day. Couldn't top that for a number of years, so we didn't even try. And then Acadian Broadcasting had purchased McCachern Broadcasting Limited, which owned the Hawk. Mm-hmm. And the final sale went through on April 1st of 2019. It was April Fool's Day, so I had to come up with something. And I figured that, okay, we have to change the format of the station because it was public knowledge in the community of the Quad Counties, which is what we service here in Nova Scotia, the radio station was bought, and it was bought by Acadia Broadcasting. So I had the idea that we're going to go smooth jazz. We're going to go full smooth jazz. And if we're going to do it, we're going to do it big. So I got a new logo made up. We did 15 minutes of complete smooth jazz. We went on the air at 7 o'clock. Our show started at 6. We went on the air at 7 and said, you know, Scotty and Greg will continue, but the music is going to be a little different. I had bumpers made. We changed our Facebook page. We changed our Twitter handle, everything to go with Jazz 101.5. Okay. We got a lot of calls. We got a lot of complaints. We got a couple of congratulations. That was a good morning. That was a great morning. And then 15 minutes later, because you can't let it go forever, we did the whole April Fool's gotcha and went back to what we do, which is the top 40 hot AC.
That has to be two of the best April Fool's jokes I've ever heard tell of. Man,
they were good.
Those were awesome, man.
They were good. I was very happy when my program director, Kelly McMillan, I'm going to drop her name because I know she's going to listen to this. Mm-hmm. She said, this was the greatest idea that I didn't think of, which I thought was a huge compliment. And I took it and I continue to tell the story to this day.
Right on. So, Scotty, if you weren't going to be in radio, if you weren't going to be doing what you do now, what was your next choice?
I enjoy cooking. I would have been a chef or a short order cook, or I would be in a kitchen doing something. I enjoy cooking. I've taken my kitchen at my house and I've made it into a somewhat of a diner. And I like to post my meals on Facebook and give them astronomical prices. My son, who's 14 now, when we started doing this, he was 11. And I asked him one night, I said, dude, how much do you think this is worth? I'm going to put it on Facebook. And some astronomical price, whatever, was $64.99 or whatever for like a ham and cheese sandwich. And I was like, that's beautiful. And I've used it ever since. But I enjoy cooking. If I wasn't a broadcaster, I'd probably be in a kitchen somewhere serving somebody food.
For sure. So, Scotty, we're going to touch briefly on the pandemic here. Sure. When COVID started, when this all started last year, how did you try and create some sense of normalcy with your listeners? Or did you try and create some sense of normalcy?
I don't know if I did. It was so crazy for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a divorced guy. I live at home by myself. I have my son with me 50% of the time. So that wasn't normal. So it wasn't normal for anybody. But like my son used to come to my house every day after school, and he would go home to his mother's house and sleep there, but he would come here in the afternoon. I'm talking from my house right now. And, so he wasn't here every day. So the normalcy was gone. Right. And then the offices closed out, and everybody was gone from the office. And then half of our morning show was Scotty O and Greg at the time. Greg's part of the morning show, he did all the news from his house.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just me in the station all by myself, right? And that was weird. That wasn't normal. There was no normalcy across the board, across the world. There was no normalcy. You know, there was a point for me that for 72 hours, I didn't see another human being at all, because I live alone and then I go to work alone and then I come back home and there was nobody here either. And so it wasn't normal. But all we could do was talk about what's happening on the outside, because we were all in lockdown. Nova Scotia was locked down completely, right? So, and as New Brunswick, same sort of deal. Like the Maritimes, yeah. Before we got the Atlantic bubble, we were locked down completely. And then, so nothing was normal. And that's all we could talk about, was the fact that nothing is normal. Now, people talk about the new normal now, but this is just normal. This is just regular. You know, the fact that you put a mask on when you go into a store, that's regular. The fact you put a mask on when you go into a restaurant, that's regular. The fact is, when you leave your office in the morning and you're walking down the hall, you're supposed to put a mask on. You put your mask on, you walk down the hall, you take your mask off when you get to your destination. You stay 6 feet apart from people. That's just normal now. It's not the new normal. It's just normal. So the original question, I guess, is how did I, you know, make my listeners feel fine? I didn't, because nobody was, and nobody was fine, and nobody was normal, you know. And I talked about it on the radio. I shared every experience that I had. I talked about being 72 hours without seeing another human being. I talked about, you know, how I felt. I talked about, you know, video calls and Zoom calls and Teams meetings and being able, and the fact that we were able to have, you know, that you can have video calls now and you can still see people, you know, the fact that everybody was gathering around the TV at 3 o'clock in the afternoon to watch in Nova Scotia, you know, Premier McNeil at the time and Dr. Strang tell us, you know, what's happening on that day, because there were daily COVID updates. You know, that became a thing for everybody. So, you know, I know when I got home at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, my TV was on to the McNeil and Strang show.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about that because that's what everybody else was doing, because really we had nothing else to do. And then, you know, you talk about Tiger King, because that was a huge thing for everybody that had Netflix. And for those that didn't have Netflix, they knew about it. And that's what the world seemed to be doing. The world going digital, everybody was online. So it was online for everybody. I even started a TikTok, and I did a couple of TikToks. And then I did a TikTok the other day that went viral for me. I got 5,300 views on it. I was very excited. You know, but what is normal? I don't know if that's even a question you can answer anymore.
So, Scotty, what is one thing you would like to tell anybody who's looking to get into the radio business?
Do it all. That's the most I can tell you, is do it all. When I was in college, and I had my choice between radio and television, and I had done as a co-op in high school, I had co-opted at CFTO TV in Toronto, which is the flagship station for the CTV network.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have been able to find a way to stay in TV, but I wanted to do radio because I worked in TV, and I looked at this person does this thing, this person does this thing, this person does this thing, and nothing else. There's no crossover. There doesn't seem to be any crossover at all.
Mm-hmm.
And in radio, I knew that there was more crossover just from what I had known from college. So I had the opportunity to choose with my RTA course, and chose radio because there was more crossover. There's more you could do different things. You can do production and make commercials. You can be on the air if you want to be on the air. You can voice commercials. You know, I'm also the music director at the Hawks, so I'm on the music committee for Acadia Broadcasting, where we go through different songs and figure out what songs are good for our format, our networked format. You know, you get to do different things in radio, and I would say do it all. Do not close yourself off and say, I only want to be a jock, or I only want to be news, or I only want to do production. You got to be able to do it all, and you should want to do it all, like as an entire industry. The only thing I haven't done is sales, and I don't know if maybe one day I'll get there. but that's the only thing I really haven't done. So I would recommend to somebody brand new, do it all, take it all in, and do as much as you can, and almost never say no.
All right. So, Scotty, I'm all out of questions for you. Do you have any questions for my end?
How do you feel about radio? I know you've been doing these radio podcasts. I know that you're 15 years old. You sound great. Your voice does not sound 15. I'll tell you that, Stephen. How do you feel about radio? What do you want to do?
You know, I kind of want to do what you just explained in the last question. Just do it all. Production, commercials, news, jock, you know, what have you.
Now, I know you're doing some stuff with the Stingray Network, right? Mm-hmm. And that could be just a foot in the door for you where you can continue in like that. But I would recommend going to college. When you finish school, when you finish high school, go to college. I'm assuming that the New Brunswick Community College, NBCC, yes? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Has a radio communication course somewhere, somehow. If not, NSCC does. I know that. You can come to Nova Scotia. Or Ontario had a great program. I had a great program with a great teacher named Jim Carr at Seneca. He's actually still there. We almost got a reunion going on this year, but it just didn't happen, you know, 19 years later or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. No, it's longer than that. It's 22 years later. But I would recommend you go to college. You get all the knowledge you can, right? And then move out into the industry. And people say, you know, what about, I've had people say to me, well, I don't even listen to the radio station. Okay, that's fine. Good. You're not insulting me. I appreciate that. Or they say, I have XM radio. And I said, okay, that's great. You have Sirius? That's great. But how do you know what the traffic's going to be like?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know where the roads are going to be? Who keeps you company while you're washing dishes? Like, that to me is a big thing for what radio is. It's the personality. It's the one-on-one contact. It's the people that get to talk to other people, you know, and you can always call the radio station to be part of the conversation. We invite people to be part of the conversation all the time, whether it be text or phone or whatever. So for you, I would recommend going to college. For anybody new, I would recommend going to college. I don't think you need necessarily a university degree. You don't need the letters behind your name to be a communication expert, mm-hmm. but it comes down to communication. And Stephen, from what I can tell, you communicate greatly. So if you can communicate and you can talk to people and you can have those conversations, because that's what radio is about conversations. Mm-hmm. And if you can have those conversations with people and people can have conversations with you and it makes it easy, then you should do well.
Well, thanks, man. So, Scotty, you have any other questions?
I don't think so. I don't think I have any questions. I got to tell you, it was nice to be on the other side of an interview, though. Because I do a lot of interviews and talk to a lot of people, and it was nice to be interviewed. You're my first interviewer, I think.
Really?
Man, yeah.
How does it feel to be the interviewed, if that's a word?
Yeah, you know, that's a word. I'll take it. It feels good, actually, that somebody might want to hear what I have to say sometimes. You know, now, mind you, I say kind of what I want on the show most days anyways, but it's nice to be asked for your opinion sometimes, not just having given it.
Right on. So I'll get you to stay on the line for a second.
Sure.
I'll do a quick wrap up.
Yep.
Thanks a lot for coming on the show. It was greatly appreciated.
Not a problem. It was fun to be on.
That's awesome. So that was Scotty O, host of The Morning Show on 101.5 The Hawk in Port Hawkesbury.